Eric Griffin is performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend, and he is in the Red Velvet Cake Studios this morning. Good to meet you, Eric Griffin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I love that jingle.
It seems like everybody knows you but me.
I know. What's going on?
You have experience. You have passed.
And we look like cousins. What's going on? How come we don't know each other?
Now, Eric is funny. He's a
very funny man.
That's not what you all were saying off air.
Yeah, I know. Now, listen to it. We're on air now.
Those were different times.
Okay.
Share your story.
Share your story, Eric, of how you know J. Anthony Brown.
Okay, I got to tell. All right. Okay, so I got to tell the story again. But so I'm young. You know, I first started doing comedy. I'm like 22. You know, I've been going to open mics or whatever. So I go to this club called Mixed Nuts in LA.
Yeah.
It was on Pico, and not a great part of town. You know what I mean? So J. Anthony Brown's on stage, and he's the host, and he's killing the crowd. I mean, the place is rocking, you know what I mean? And then, like, all the comics in the back, we all these young comics, we waiting to go on, but nobody wants to go on after him, right? He don't know who's next, so he looks at the crowd. Who next? Like, you know. Didn't even want to. Which one of y'all next? You know, and then everybody took a step back. I was standing in the front, and everybody took one step back.
I've seen that
so
before.
I looked around, and I was like, I guess it's me. Who you? You know, that kind of thing. So
Eric Griffin, and you go upstairs.
Yeah, but go on stage. I was nervous. The crowd was looking at me with that, like, who this light skin? You know, that kind of thing.
I know.
At the time, it was like, is that El DeBarge? Who that? I start doing my little jokes. I thought I was doing all right. It was, you know, and then he gives me the light. He's waving the light at me. And I'm like, man, I got the light already.
And for people who don't know, the light means it's time to
get off stage. Right. And it was like 2 minutes in. 2 minutes. I barely said my name and he's giving me the light. Right. So then when I got off stage, he went on and proceeded to do about 20 minutes about how horrible I was on stage. And this was like years ago. I even remember one of the jokes where he was like, you got the light. Please. People are trying to set their girlfriend on fire to get you off stage.
Oh, so terrible.
Yes, it was a hard.
And that's how you started.
It was a hard. It was a hard, hard week.
It was hard to get back on stage.
It really was. I didn't get back. But it told me at the time, that's why I wasn't ready at the time. You know, that's why I actually quit for many years, you know,
wow,
after that.
Jay?
No, it wasn't because of that, but it was like I'd already been. It was already like when you're in LA and you're trying to be a comic, you're LA like you're around a bunch of like great comics all the time.
Yeah.
So you can't just get stage time, you know. See, I didn't know what to do. I had no mentors or anything like that. So,
when did Sherry Shepherd become your mentor?
You better go to commercial.
She took him to the bosom and she made him what he is today.
Oh, bro, here we go. The bosom. What you?
Okay, so Sherry says that Eric Griffin was
Eric Griffin was the best man at my wedding.
At which one?
To my best friend.
No, which one? You've been married so many times.
Okay, is this get on Sherry Day?
It
was my first wedding to my best friend, who was a comic, and Eric Griffin, they're best friends, and he was the best man at my wedding.
Yeah, it was great. Brooke Shields was there.
Did Eric do some time?
It was like it was an A-list wedding. I tell you that right now.
And did you perform at the wedding?
Yeah, I did. I did a tight 10 at the
Give
wedding.
Him the light.
He was giving the toast, and he wouldn't stop talking.
Oh gosh, here we go.
You had to set a bridesmaid on fire to get
Are you going to jump in too, Tom? My goodness. Hey, Anthony Brown's the devil. That's what he is.
Eric has a problem recognizing the light.
But I got to tell you.
He's a very funny man.
First of all, J. Anthony Brown invented running the light. What's he talking about?
Can I say Eric Griffin is one of the funniest. I remember when Eric, you got fired from your job and you were so depressed. And me and Jeff were like,
they told you not to come back.
Retelling history.
They told you not to come back. What is that?
We had a disagreement.
Is that what you had to sign the contract to
say? And it was better for everybody's best interest if I didn't come back.
They was down there tripping, so I decided not to go back.
Thank you. Finally, J. Anthony Brown is on my side.
I was the bigger man.
It's funny. Every day, and I said, do your comedy, and he is hysterical, and he's a headliner. We love him.
And how long you been in the business now?
Since 2003 is when I was like, you know what? That's when it all happened.
Workaholics. Starved workaholics. He's
at
so
the
funny.
Arlington Improv all weekend long. Eric Griffin.
Yeah. Well, you say, with, you say it with like, I don't like how you said that. You were like, Eric Griffin. I don't know who this is.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 5 minutes.